show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artists. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Happy Monday, beautiful humans. What a night to be alive. I don't know about you, but I had a wonderful weekend. I moved house and didn't break up with my boyfriend when we did it. If you can make it through a house move, you can make it through anything. We played lots of Kanye. We played some old school Snoop and Pharrell. It got us in the zone. Welcome to Ash London Live. This is the show that celebrates the greatest thing in the history of the world. I'm talking about music. Joining me in studio for the start of the show are the beautiful human beings who help get this thing to air. Sexy Volvo.
Hello.
What are you looking forward to on tonight's jam-packed with goodness show?
I'm super excited for the trending 10 we're about to get into. There's a track in there that I'm obsessed with.
Which one is it? The new Macklemore and Skylar Grey one? Glorious. That's a tune.
That's a tune, but no, Justin Bieber.
Gosh.
I'm so obsessed with it.
Yeah, I hated it at first. Now I'm obsessed with it.
Stop listening to it.
It's a grower, is it?
Everyone's nodding. Felix is nodding. Draco, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I think the Veronicas. There's a lot.
Cool chicks.
Yeah.
I'm excited for tonight's live top five. It's Motivational Monday. Anyone that knows me knows that I love a self-help book. I love dishing out advice. I love positivity and happiness. And I love music that brings positivity and happiness. So you're going to hear five of my favorites a little later. But first, let's get into it.
The Trending 10 on Ash London Live.
Go! 10 tracks from around the world that are topping charts on streaming, on Spotify, SoundCloud, Weibo, Vivo, YouTube, whatever it is. We have found 10 of the very best. And kicking us off is another track from Calvin Harris's upcoming album, which is going to be jam-packed full of collaborations. For this one and all of these tracks, he's teaming up with at least three collaborators. This one's got Katy Perry, Big Sean, and Pharrell. This is the third Pharrell collaboration on this album so far. More of a funky feel for this jam. I don't know where Calvin Harris's head is at, but I'm loving every second of it. What a way to kick off the week. This is Feels at number 10. You are on Ash London Live.
On air now. Ash London Live.
It is always exciting when these two little ladies are in studio. Jess and Lisa.
Hi,
what
darling.
Is up?
Hi. We've missed you.
I know. And so many, I feel like wonderful things have happened in all of our lives.
I know.
Since we saw each other last. And the universe is shining upon us.
I know. I want all your goss.
So much goss.
Yeah.
So it's all lovely things.
Yeah.
And as you girls know, I think when you put yourself in the right position for the world to give you what you deserve and need and you're open to it, it just comes.
So true, my love.
Is that how you're feeling?
Absolutely. Yeah. So good. It's so funny. There can be just one thing obstructing, you know, and once you remove that thing, all the good things come to you.
Totally.
It's incredible.
And now you're home.
Yes.
How long are you home for this stint?
We leave for London tomorrow.
How long?
To shoot the music video.
Woo-hee-hee!
So excited.
For 4 days. Now we expect big things from you for music videos. You've set a very high standard. If you just have the two of you, like, you know, on a brick wall, we're going to be like,
like, where's Veronica's the really must have used all their budget.
We're not doing that, babe. I want all the costume changes.
Yeah.
I want, like, all the different places.
All the drama.
How do you keep upping it?
Well, this next video is going to be probably one of the most hectic that we've made. It's very unique. We have some guests in the video.
Ooh! Who are they? Are they your lovers, since it's both about your loves?
Well, not our real life lovers.
Ooh, fake lovers.
Yeah, I wish it was our real lovers. That'd be cool.
I've already done that.
And that is such a creepy two videos, and it's like, what is this now?
We get it. You guys are in love. Okay. Okay. Great.
You know, maybe get paid a little more for doing that.
Free people. That's so you don't have to pay your partners to be in your video.
Yeah, that's true, babe.
Free. So this guy, I don't know how to pronounce her name, who co-wrote the track with you, Shelley
Pykin.
She's responsible for two of my favorite pop songs in the history of the world.
Is it? Which ones?
Both Christina Aguilera,
yes,
Come On Over Baby, and What a Girl Wants.
Oh, What a Girl Wants, that's right, yes. I know, she's amazing. She's amazing.
So how did you meet? Was it one of those like introduction things or was it?
We actually wrote with her 10 years ago when we wrote Hook Me Up.
So cool.
We wrote Hook Me Up with her and we only did one session and got that song. And then 10 years later, only a month and a half ago, we wrote this song as amazing. The second session we ever did with her.
Did you know that you wanted to write a ballad or were you just going in there going, whatever comes,
comes? We were just talking just about chatting. Life. We literally were filling her in on the last 10 years of our life and just actual
we literally, it was like conversation in writing the sense the of saying, so you know, cool. Jess is like, oh yeah, back when we were young and drunk and this and that. And she's like, ooh, I like that. Yeah.
Young
we're
and
like,
drunk.
Wow, like just put it out there. So and then we came up with that lyric, like, because it's a love song, like the only high that I need, your love is everything.
Mm.
So yeah, and then it sort of turned into that, what it is.
So great. Well, girls, it is always a pleasure having you here. My heart always feels happy. It always feels like the universe is shining upon us.
Also, guess who we met recently that you first told us about and who we have completely fallen in love with?
Who?
Amy Shark.
Amy.
Remember, you were the one. You were like, this girl, Amy Shark, Amy Shark, Amy Shark.
Yes.
We just played a festival with her and hung out.
She's amazing.
Divine.
Yeah.
She's so I went and watched every interview you guys
have
done together.
We talked about you. We all talked about you.
So
she's like, yeah, Ashley. We're like, yeah, she talks about you. Like, it's, we wish you were there with
that's
us.
That's what we need. Like, people like you guys and Amy, just like normal, like, Australian. Just, she's just so talented and
so
such
rad.
A normal human being.
Yeah. So cool.
And she's one of the few ones that I feel like, even in like 5 years when things continue to blow up, she's never going to be a dickhead.
She's cool.
Yeah, she's
such
cool.
a legend.
Girls. Yeah. Be well, travel safe.
Love
Can't
you.
Wait to see the video.
Yeah, babe. Can't wait for you to see it.
Well, here is the track now. It is the only high from the Veronicas on Ash London Live.
We were chasing the
This is Ash's album of the week. Oh,
yeah. I am one excited little lady because finally Lord returns on Friday with Melodrama. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal album from a phenomenal human being and artist. I was lucky enough to get to chat with her about one of my favourite tracks off the album called Liability, and this is what she has to say. Now I want to talk about Liability because we didn't expect something else, and I know it's not a single, it's an album track, but I am a bit older than you and I'm certainly independent, a bit crazy, know who I am, a bit in your face, and I'm also very emotional. So you can imagine my response when I heard this track for the first time. I was in the back of a cab going to work and I heard it and I had a full-on teary in the back of the cab listening to this song because
that's
it's
so
like
nice to hear. Wow.
You articulated something so personal and profound as a woman, this idea that so often we are in this position that we're expected to be one way, you know, and it's totally. No one's fault. It's just the way people have been conditioned.
Mm.
I can imagine this track would have been almost hard to put down onto a CD.
It's the most amazing thing when someone talks about a song you've written like that. You're like, oh my God, you get it.
Yeah, no, it was interesting writing process because it did feel quite strange to be writing about something so personal and not just, I don't know, I guess I've just always sort of had a sense of myself and been okay with, you know, being a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, you launched your career at a young age, but from the second we saw Royals, I was like, yeah, I dig this.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate that people kind of from the start were quite welcoming of me and all of my, like, you know, thrashing and twitching. I feel lucky that, you know, I was able to sort of be myself at that age. Now I'm, you know, 20 and I feel way more chill about everything.
That is Lord talking about Liability, and we are going to be playing a different track off this album every night as we celebrate the release of Melodrama. If you want to win a copy, give us a call on 131060 of Melodrama. We'll shoot you one. You're welcome. In the meantime, let's get this beautiful track on the air. She made it with Jack Antonoff, who's worked a lot with Taylor Swift and with Troye Sivan. It's a beautiful song from Lord's new album, Melodrama. This is Liability on Ash London Live.
Grab your phone and get ready to Shazam.
It is everybody's favourite part of the show. Here's the thing. We put so much effort into, like, doing musical research and finding new tracks and building a countdown and doing interviews. But at the end of the day, people just want to beat Shazam, don't they? We play a song, you tell us what it is before Shazam does. We've got so many callers on the line. And Pella in Campbelltown, I think I've said your name wrong. How do you say it?
No, that was perfect.
Nailed it, sister. What kind of music are you into?
A bit of everything.
Okay, good. Because we could be playing any type of song for you right now.
I'm so nervous.
No, don't be nervous. We're all friends. I love you, darling. I play it every night.
I listen to you every night and I play it every night. And I also, like, always get it right. But now I feel like when I'm actually on, I won't get it.
The pressure's on now. Okay, let's see if I believe in you, babe. Drake, do you believe in Pella?
I believe in her.
Okay, your song plays now. All the girls on the
Little Mix.
Oh,
my God.
Black Magic. Oh, Pella, so you nearly had it. It was on the tip of your tongue, babe. Sorry.
It really was.
Okay, we'll try again another night. If you're halfway there now, we believe you can go the whole way. Coming up next, my boyfriend's called Adrian. He lives in Victoria. Is this my boyfriend?
Definitely not.
Imagine if it was.
He's asleep.
Boss of the radio station, but calling up to win a CD.
Adrian, do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Yes, I have a girlfriend.
Okay, and does she play lots of pop music to you?
Yes, she definitely does.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully, thanks to her, you'll know what this song
plays off.
Good on ya. This song is.
Miley Cyrus.
Brand new Miley. Sorry, Adrian. Hayley in Queensland, are you ready for your song, babe?
Yep.
All right, tell us what it is as soon as you know it.
Lady Gaga.
Rihanna, Disturbia. Oh, it's the same era, isn't it? Sorry, darling. All right, Hayden in New South Wales, our last caller. Could this be the first night that no one beats Shazam? Hayden, do you reckon you can do it?
Yep.
That is the spirit. All right, this is your song. Yes. So crazy right now. Beyonce, Crazy in Love. Nothing, Hayden.
Hayden's right. Only 18. Hayden, I think that song's
Hayden
older
wasn't
than
alive.
Him.
I won Strike Bowling Bar Karaoke on Chapel Street in Victoria with that song a couple of years ago.
We have one more. Should we just go to it?
Okay, go for it.
It's Rachel in Queensland.
Rachel, no one's won one so far, so we need you to come through.
Okay.
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 Let's play the song.
Oh, Quavo. What's
the song called?
And?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, let's be honest. Liam Payne, Justin Bieber. Similar, but you didn't get there. No one has beaten Shazam tonight.
I can't believe that.
I mean, Pella half beat Shazam, but she couldn't get the track name. We will play again tomorrow night. It is everyone's favourite part of the show. I love the way we do this. In the meantime, Cheap Codes, Maggie Lindemann. This is Pretty Girl on Ash London Live. Ash London Live.